Cadman presents The Heart is a Lonely Hunter by Carson McCullers. Read by Cherry Jones. 1. In the town, there were two mutes, and they were always together. Early every morning, they would come out from the house where they lived and walk arm in arm down the street to work. The two friends were very different. The one who always steered the way was an obese and dreamy Greek. In the summer, he would come out wearing a yellow or green polo shirt stuffed sloppily into his trousers in front and hanging loose behind. When it was colder, he wore over this a shapeless gray sweater. His face was round and oily, with half-closed eyelids and lips that curved in a gentle, stupid smile. The other mute was tall. His eyes had a quick, intelligent expression. He was always immaculate and very soberly dressed. Every morning the two friends walked silently together until they reached the main street of the town. Then when they came to a certain fruit and candy store, they paused for a moment on the sidewalk outside. The Greek, Spiros Antonopoulos, worked for his cousin, who owned this fruit store. His job was to make candies and sweets, uncrate the fruits, and to keep the place clean. The thin mute, John Singer, nearly always put his hand on his friend's arm and looked for a second into his face before leaving him. Then after this goodbye, Singer crossed the street and walked on alone to the jewelry store where he worked as a silverware engraver. In the late afternoon, the friends would meet again.